This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So after denying that Trump was being spied on, remember Obama saying, I guarantee it, full stop, period. And there's no influence on the elections, nothing. Remember when he told that to Chris Wallace at Fox News? And when Trump said that Obama tapped my wires and the media mocked him, the media made fun of him, said, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. And anybody who said that Trump was being surveilled was also labeled, of course, a conspiracy theorist. Now the New York Times and the Washington Post admit, okay, Obama had multiple spies interacting with the Trump campaign and feeding people disinfo and, spying on them. And that this was used to justify more spying to try to entrap Trump campaign officials into criminal indictments. They admit all this now, but they say, this was not spying. This was being done to protect Trump, to protect Trump campaign officials. Oh, yeah, we were just spying on you to protect you from the Russians. Oh, my God. This is actually the story from the New York Times and the Washington Post rag, which has zero credibility. They are actually promoting this now. That, okay, there were spies. They lied all along. It's not a conspiracy theory. It was happening. But they're there to protect Trump. That's what we're now being told. What BS these people are shoveling all over the nation. Does anybody believe this? I guess maybe some dumbed-down Democrats who only read the New York Times, they might believe this. You know, if you're totally uninformed or functionally illiterate or just frankly mentally ill, you might believe that stuff. But no reasonable, rational person believes that. Because what they're saying now, think about what they're saying. They're saying that, okay, it's now all right if Trump wants to secretly insert spies into the campaigns of his political enemies. So I guess whenever the 2020 election comes around, it's totally okay for Trump to have the DOJ, the FBI, deep state operatives, the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, everybody, just spy on the political opposition without telling them. And if anybody gets caught, they say, no, we're protecting you. We weren't spying on you. We're protecting the Democrats. So according to the New York Times, this is normal behavior that Trump should be able to spy on anybody he wants. There's nothing wrong with it, according to the New York Times. I mean, can you imagine if Trump had hired people to spy on the Hillary Clinton campaign? Can you imagine the outcry? Let's go back a few years. Let's go back. What if Bush had hired people to spy on Al Gore in the 2000? Was that 2000? Gosh, time flies. Or was that 2004? Jeez. But you get my point. What if George W. Bush had used the CIA to secretly spy on Democrat candidates to charge them with corruption crimes and to actually start threatening many of those people with jail time? What about that? What if Bush had hired people to spy on Obama before the 2008 election? How would the Democrats report that? How would the Washington Post report that? They would say that was corruption, criminality, and treason, un-American, a violation of law, a violation of the public trust. If Obama had been spied on and his people had been put in jail and charged with criminal felony crimes, the New York Times would be screaming bloody murder every day. They would call it a bigger scandal than Richard Nixon's Watergate. But when Obama does it to Trump, New York Times just says, oh, it's business as usual. We just do this all the time. And believe it or not, I think it's James Clapper that came out now. Clapper actually said, oh, this is normal. This is routine. We do this all the time. I'm like, what? You do this all the time? So wait a minute. You're admitting that, yes, Trump was spied on, which is a total violation of federal law and a total vindication that Trump was right all along and that the media has been lying and covering this up. So that's number one. You say, yeah, we do this all the time. You're admitting all that stuff that you denied for the last 2 years. And then secondly, you're saying that it doesn't stop here, that there are spies inserted by the CIA or the State Department or the DOJ all over the place. Probably spies inside, governor campaigns or congressmen, congress people. Sorry for you gender sensitive people. I accidentally said the word men. So sorry about that. Congress peoples and senator peoples campaigns have probably also been infested with all these secret spies working for Obama. They just admitted that they've been lying all along. They just admitted that the New York Times is full of bunk, that they've been lying to you. They just admitted that Trump is right. They just admitted that none of this is a conspiracy theory, that this is actual fact, and that it happens all the time, according to Clapper, who was appointed by Obama. I mean, where are the apologies from the New York Times? New York Times should have an article where they say they just apologize for lying to America for the last 2 years, lying about everything, and that they were covering up total collusion, criminality, fraud, an attempted coup, an attempt to steal an election. New York Times, we're sorry for lying to America. Where is that article? Where is that apology? But no, they're still up there claiming, oh, this was to protect Trump, it's to protect him. Unreal. You just got to wonder, are Democrats even buying this anymore? Because if you're reading the New York Times, you probably think of yourself as at least somewhat of an intelligent person. You don't think of yourself as a total moron. And yet, if you bought into this, you're a total moron. If you bought into the whole thing, the whole lie, the whole Russia collusion hoax that the New York Times has been pitching for the last 2 years, basically, and Washington Post and CNN, USA Today, who else? Practically the entire discredited left-wing media. If you bought into that, you're a moron because you bought into a total hoax. You believed Obama's lies. You got suckered. Again, you got lied to. And now the admissions are confirming that you were lied to, confirming that these people are deceptive, treasonous traitors, and confirming why many of us are now calling for people like Barack Obama to go to prison and John Brennan to go to prison and Loretta Lynch and Peter Strzok of the FBI and James Comey. And frankly, Robert Mueller has a long history of being involved in criminality, and he probably needs to go to prison as well. Orange jumpsuits for the lot of them. Let's have a group photo at the White House. The old guard now in prison. And don't forget Hillary Clinton while you're at it. Hey, we're just getting started. There's a lot more on this. So read my websites, newstarget.com and naturalnews.com. Oh, man, there's so much going down right now. This is awesome. It's about to get amazing. So be sure to read all those websites. You can hear more podcasts from me at healthrangerreport.com. Check out my new video blog website, counterthink.com. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke.
compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.